What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. COVID-19 cases continue to decline in the country. For this Monday, the Ministry of Health reported that 1,614 new infections were reported in the last 24 hours. According to the ministry report, 8,099 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 19.9%. Meanwhile, in the last few hours, 13 deaths have been reported and three from previous dates have been updated for a total of 7,860 deaths with a lethality percentage of 1.1. Active cases dropped to 36,499, of which 35,843 are in home isolation and 656 are hospitalised. According to the Ministry of Health, 35,690 are at home, 153 in the so-called hospital hotels. 577 are hospitalised in the wards and 79 patients in the intensive care units. From Monday, the 7th of February to the 24th of February, all transitory festive activities are temporarily suspended in the district of Las Tablas of the province of Los Santos. This was established in Mayoral Decree No. 10 of the 31st of January, which bears the signature of the mayor of the district of Las Tablas, Ángel Barrios Barrahona, which clarifies that festive activities will be suspended, which require authorization. Issued by the Ministry of Health and the permits issued by the Mayor's Office of Las Tablas. Barrios Barrahona said that the suspension of activities is with the aim of lowering the cases of COVID-19 in the district, because in a month the 2022 school year should start. We need to guarantee the academic part of our students, and only by reducing the risks of contagion will we be able to achieve it, said the first authority of Las Tablas. Anticipating all these situations, the massive transitory activities that imply agglomeration will be suspended until the 24th of February, he insisted. The mayor of Tablienyo clarified that commerce as well as cultural activities that represent less agglomeration will continue. We acknowledge that this suspension will affect the municipality coffers, but pointed out that the pandemic, we have all lost some more, others less. The Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health detailed that since last October, that's of 2020, a total of 2,295 positive passengers with the new coronavirus have been detected at the Tocumen International Airport. According to the Ministry of Health, this is one of the control points that exists in the country to avoid contagion with COVID-19. In Panama, close genomic and epidemiological surveillance is maintained at all its entry points. In addition, this Sunday, the 6th of February, eight positive passengers for COVID-19 were detected, of whom the protocols established by the Panamanian health authorities were immediately applied. The United States government informed a New York court that it completed the process of confiscating money from the accounts belonging to Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, who pleaded guilty to using the United States financial system to launder the bribes that the company, Brazilian Odebrecht, paid to benefit a high-ranking Panamanian government official between 2009 and 2014. On February the 2nd of 2022, the United States Department of Justice submitted to the Eastern District Court of New York a detailed statement which includes the prosecution's claims to the defendants for an amount of $697,458.75, corresponding to the funds deposited in accounts belonging to the two sons of former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrocal. The receipt from the United States Marshal Service informs that the deposit of check 011648 from International Finance Bank for an amount of $697,485.75 was made in the Seized Property Deposit Fund account. In a joint statement, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Breon Peace, and the Assistant District Attorney, Tanisha R. Payne, inform the court that the forfeiture of funds from the criminal industry had been completed based on what was established in Title 18 of the United States Code. The authorities have also ordered the confiscation of $1 million that were traced by the US government, and this money has not yet been recovered. Last December, in separate hearings, Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique admitted to District Judge Raymond J. Deary that they had established secret bank accounts in the name of shell companies in foreign countries and in the United States to launder nearly $28 million in bribes they received from Odebrecht. This was during the government of Martinelli Barocal. According to court documents, the New York Eastern District Attorney's Office maintains that Ricardo and Luis Martinelli Linares played integral roles in the corrupt scheme to funnel bribes from Odebrecht to a high-ranking Panamanian government official. It is argued in the statement that the Martinelli Linares brothers used the U.S. financial system to further their corruption scheme, creating shell companies' accounts in banks in offshore jurisdictions to try to evade liability. They also used part of the bribe proceeds for their personal benefit. The Martinelli Linares brothers remain confined without bail in the federal detention center in Brooklyn. They will know their sentence next May. They face a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. In Panama, the Special Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office asks to prosecute Martinelli Barocal and his two sons for Odebrecht bribes. The preliminary hearing should start on the 18th of July. The Court of Appeals revoked on the afternoon of this Monday the precautionary measure of home deposit of Teresina Vigil, sister of the Panamanian deputy Elias Vigil, who is being investigated for her alleged link to a criminal network led by Carlos Roberto Aguilar, alias Robert. The network, allegedly led by Robert, was dismantled by the judicial authorities through the Damasco operation. After the revocation, the court ordered the provisional arrest of Vigil, who was apprehended on the night of the 20th of December last year at the Tocumen International Airport. The court made that decision after the prosecutor's office against organized crime appealed the decision of a guarantee judge issued on the 25th of January. On December the 22nd of 2021, the guarantee judge, Monica Barrios, charged Vigil with the alleged commission of the crime of organized crime and ordered preventative detention. Vigil, who is the daughter of the representative of San Martin, Elias Vigil, was required by the authorities since the beginning of this month of December. She was on the 15 most wanted list. A total of $70,000 is offered by the National Police to locate and apprehend Elias Robert and Franklin Ariel Acevedo, alias Franklito, who are allegedly the leaders of the organization Humilidad y Podrida. On November the 18th, the Specialized Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime, in coordination with agents of the National Police, carried out the Damasco operation, which had the objective of dismantling the organization. Even though the justice system is governed by rules of the accusatory penal system, theoretically more agile, and even though the delay has decreased since 2019, the backlog in the processing of files continues to be one of the main problems of the system, according to experts in the field. In fact, at least 66,144 files are in process, and it is the civil jurisdiction in which there is the greatest delay, with 32,681 cases. Trial lawyers such as Orlando Castillo question the fact that civil proceedings take absurdly up to 15 years or more. Although the number of files processed by the country's courts and tribunals in all branches decreased by at least 29.3% in the last 2 years, the total number of cases that are still being processed is significant, and according to the experts, it constitutes one of the main challenges in the judicial branch. According to the records of the Administrative Directorate of Judicial Statistics, at the end of 2019, there were 93,592 files in process. A year later, in 2020, the figure was 73,499, and in October 2021, it reached 66,144. The difference between the pending files in 2019 and October of 2021 is 27,448, a not insignificant figure, according to judicial sources consulted for this work, but without a doubt insufficient. In the last 72 hours, some 551 people have been apprehended nationwide for various crimes through Operation Henesis 2022. Of this total apprehended, 276 are by officio, 203 administrative offences, 52 flagrant, 18 micro-trafficking and 2 for drug trafficking. Also in these last 72 hours, a total of 73 raids were carried out, resulting in the seizure of 15 firearms, 207 rounds of ammunition, $619.95 in cash, 6 recovered vehicles, 10 packages with drugs and illicit substances. 59 foreigners were detected who did not meet the immigration requirements and who were placed under the orders of the corresponding authorities, reported the National Police. Officials from the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defence of Competition, ACODECO, recalled on Monday that backpacks, sneakers, shoes, straps, erasers and pens have a price cap, so they do not pay 7%. Therefore, shoes with a value greater than $40, sneakers and backpacks whose cost is greater than $30, erasers greater than $2, pens above $1, straps that exceed $15, they do have to pay 7% tax. ACODECO emphasised that school supplies and articles are exempt from payment of the ITBMS of 7% throughout the year. Law No. 17 of 1992 and Executive Decree No. 16 of 2008 are the legal regulations that list the lists of school supplies and books that are exempt from paying ITBMS taxes. ACODECO also recalled that the signs that contain a list of supplies exempt from the tax must be visible to the buyers. The entity recalled that a wide variety of models and prices can be found in the local market, but it is recommended to verify the budget allocated for these purchases. Meanwhile, all complaints about the collection of 7% on these school supplies and uniforms can be reported through the Institutional Information and Compliance System that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can contact WhatsApp and Telegram on 6330 3333 and the ACODECO PMA social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter and the institution's website. So they are. Let me give you those again. WhatsApp and Telegram, 6330 3333 and ACODECO PMA, ACODECO PMA social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter and the institution's website. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.